Good vach raboisai, a good moed. Liilu nishmasim bimirasi ruspas Mordechai. Today's sponsors, the Parnas HaChodesh, Shmuel Hecht, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200. Akiva Solkowitz, F94. Shalom Rand, F202. Shmuley. Davidovich? Davidowitz, B202. Davidowitz. And the official 8-minute daf, Yomi Committee. By Dan Rubinoff. Lilu Nishmas, my mother, Chaya Perel, Bas Yaakov Moshe HaKoyen, in honor of her 32nd yahrzeit. You know, there's an email I'm supposed to read of his. Could you pull out that email? From Dan Rubinoff, please. By Michael Leichter, in honor of Leiby Ethan Leichter and the great Hillel Kamiansky. By Mendy Greenblatt and Shamshi Slafrock, something like that. Lezeich Nishmas, their grandfather, B'yomim ben Shamshin, all Hashalom's yahrzeit is tonight. Rabbosai, tonight, Bezer Hashem, after Shir, a pizza will be served and a Mardika Kumzitz from the great singers of the neighborhood and the great singers of the Shir. Dear Rebbe Eli, this is by Shmuel Eliwat. Now you recall Shmuel Eliwat was the guy I called out and shared that he wanted to go raise money for a certain organization on Erev Yom Kippur, and instead he stayed put, and because he stayed put, he got $2,000 for that organization, and his son who went collecting for the organization collected 20 shekel exactly. I often heard Rabbi Nata Schiller from Ar Samech say that Mickey Mantle would have been a great yeshiva bacher, while there have been many others, with more natural ability. Look at his shtach here. There have been others with more natural ability. Mantle showed up every day, played hard, and became one of the greatest baseball players of all time. You are the Mickey Mantle of Daf Yomi. Oh. Wow. I want to thank you for the now famous tikkun you gave me before Yom Kippur. While I consider myself a committed, hardworking, and generally consistent person, I've never been obsessive at the exclusion of everything else around me. I've likely skipped shir after my daughter gave birth. That said, you had a kfiyas to learn, and the doctors and her husband were there to look after her. The best place for you was indeed in the Beis Medrash, as was the case for me last week. I am now committedly nedded to being obsessive about attending the daf at 7:15 a.m. at the exclusion of everything else around me. I also want to credit you with my new approach to learning, as I've also committed to the evening koil at my shul KSY every night of the week. I may have not made that evening commitment if you hadn't called me out before Yom Kippur. Being obsessive about something is new to me. However, it's probably a good and necessary thing when it comes to learning Torah. Thanks for calling me out, Mick. And now, look at this, Rabbosai. Ah. Dear Belly, Chag Sameach, I've been wanting to write for a while. I finally got the last push I need this morning for the MDY, from the MDY Miami chat group. I live in the community of Harbor Island in Hollywood, Florida. In many shuls, they have their Kiddush Club, while the Olam reads something they call the Haftorah on Shabbos. I know, but ours is different. It is in ours. There are no sports chat, very little politics, no nonsense. One week, while we sipped our Glenlivet down to our jalapeno herring and potatoes, Gedalia Fenster, that's the one who just lost his son, Ebach, young kid, surprisingly took out his Gemara, Yuma, made a beautiful siyum, and gave us all a bit of Reb Eli's background and inspired me to join. I've not missed a daf since. Shkoyach, Baruch Atah. Whoa, what is that? No, I need the other one. No, it's too dark. Is this like a dessert wine? Yeah, give this. He's dying for me to drink this stuff. I can't. I don't want to throw up in front of everybody. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Leishev Basukah. Now, give me some real wine, please. Where's that noble stuff? So, Avi Factor brought in some amazing bottles. We have some noble here, but I want to taste the noble. These are 500 shekel bottles each. What? Yeah, you're right. But I saw it before. I don't know. Okay, we're not going to go into that. What am I going to do now? Oh, this is a long one. All right, Rabbi Isai, we got to go quickly here. So anyways, I finished the first Masechta of my life. And we'll be having a Siyum on Sunday night in the Sukkah. It's unbelievable. He's finishing Masechta Sukkah in the Sukkah, which will be a recruiting activity for MDY, Bezer Hashem, and are still holding strong. Every Erev Sukkah, there's a big tension at home. And for some reason, the palm leaf guy with the liver late cancel, blah, blah, blah. This year, he took it upon himself to bring the Schach to his community. He found a guy that feeds the elephants in the Miami Zoo. So he provided, I guess the elephants eat this palm tree stuff. And he got the 16 families, 293 palm leaves. Big kids, sir, he didn't want to be Yoitz Zayin. He did it himself as Zoit. Great. And then it's the first time in his life, he schlepped his kids and picked out his Arba Minim instead of having them delivered to his home. Gevaldik. Very sadly, Gedalio got me into all this. Had to bury his son yesterday after a long battle with illness. It is his son's merit that Emir Tzashem will have a Siyum on Masechtas Beitza with new recruits from our community in a few days in our Kiddush Club. May his neshama have an Aliyah, Yerachmiel, Daniel, Ben Tova, Basha. So Rabbi Yisai, in Miami especially, the Olam Shiget, it's a great idea to get more guys to join Li'ilu Nishmas, Yerachmiel, Daniel, Ben Tova, Basha. Unbelievable. What a schus it would be. Attaches a picture of myself learning the sukkah while smoking meats for Shabbos Chalamayid, Alexander Brenner. So first of all, I want to say a big shkoyach, a public shkoyach to Avi Berg, who Erev Shabbos brought him, because we were talking about smoking meats, he brought a huge piece of meat. It was delicious, this big, and it's done. It's finished. Now, Rabbi Yisai, you want to see what a sukkah looks like? Here, I'm jealous of the sukkah. It's in Florida. Look at this guy, chilling in his sukkah. It's unbelievable. Such a beautiful picture. All right. And here's the smoker. He is in Chutz Laretz. We don't feel, yeah, you're right. Okay, there's more?
I don't know, you sent this email.
Okay, hold on. Nobody poured me wine yet. Leig Larosh, the stuff. Pasha, Mati doesn't know what that means, it's Seder. Mati, no. Noble. You have? That's noble? From the Edom. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. I won't say it with Shem Hashem, but it's 100% HaTov HaMeitiv. Because I saw the battle beforehand. Shmak. Okay. In a glass, okay. So Dan Rubinoff says, you guys know who Dan Rubinoff was. He came to shear in Miami, in Israel, in every city, in Lakewood, in Miami, did I say Miami already?
Yeah, that's okay.
And what else? And in Miami, Lakewood, New York, Brooklyn, everywhere. He just so happened, and Teaneck, of course. Sponsoring the Shiver, Mazi Shabbos, leading Nishmas. Imi Mirasi, Chai Peril Bas Yaakov Moisha Kohen, who's 32nd Yortzeit. I guess she was nifta at a very young age. She was a Bas Torah, and she said, before I do anything in life, I need to become a Ben Torah and a Talmud Chacham. To honor her legacy, my brother and I, every year, since my Bar Mitzvah, I've made a Siyum on her Yortzeit. To be honest, most years I was Yoytze Zayin and quickly finished one of the easy Masechtas. Thank you to you and the MDY share. Finally realized I didn't come into this world to be Yoytze Zayin, and I've finished 4 Masechtas since the last Yartzeit. I know I have a long way to go to reach the goal my mother set out for me, but wanted to personally thank you and show you HaKaras HaToy for all that you have done for me personally. I've not missed a day of Shir since the beginning of Pesachim, when I've never thought I would make it this far. Thanks to the Shir, I've met some of the most amazing people who live both near and far, and at many events I have been fortunate enough to attend in the Tri-State area, Miami, and Eretz Yisrael. Also amazing to see some old friends, including some from my hometown, Toronto, Yehuda Cohen, Mayor Planka, my long-lost cousin, Ari Blau. I'd also like to give a shout-out to my father who joined the Shir last week, Dan Robinoff, a.k.a. BC25. What's BC? Doesn't he live? Oh, Bergen County, Gewaldig, another one. Our boys, here we go. We are Daf Chof Hey. Welcome to all the guests. A couple of new faces. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? Moshe? Mavorach. Oh, you're Mavorach. Okay. Ah. Really? Beautiful. And the guy, who's the? Surya. They're from Vanin? Monson, New York. Shalom Aleichem. You've been with us for a while?
Yes.
Surya. Gevalik. From where?
From
What? When did you start? Really? Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, Sruli Adler. Hold on, let's turn this around so the other can see who Sruli Adler is and Rabbi Mevorach. He's not a lot of people are not allowed to know. You should black out his face. He's one of the hold on. You know, once I'm doing this, I might as well show the whole. Ah. This is not YouTube. That's YouTube. Okay. What is this? This is not gonna be YouTube. Who? No one's working home tonight. Let's start. Okay. Says the Eligi Gemara, Omer Rav Barav Hun Omer Rav. Hasoicher Amas Hamayim Merev Yontif. If he has a very narrow canal of water and he does something like this, you see, is that the picture that you're going to see on YouTube? Gary, I know you're busy, but.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, good. Thank you. So if he plugs up a canal before Yontif, right before Yontif, in other words, new fish cannot enter this area. And he finds fish there the next day. Where did the fish come from? Obviously, he trapped them before Shabbos. And Memela, he was maxa them. He set them aside. And nothing new came in. Because if a new fish came in, he wasn't maxa. Over here, muxa is good. Haktsa, saying that I didn't? Yeah. Okay. I got Baruch Hashem because I didn't prepare those few lines. Yeah. I probably just ran through at the last minute of that, but we got there. Okay. Mutarib. Omer Rav Chisda, Medivri Rabbeinu Nilmoid. Says Rav Chisda. And Rashi points out that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman, all three of them, I wanted to make a quick chart, but I forgot. All three of them are Talmidim of Rav. So we learn from Rav, because Rav says that if I set aside, I designate before Yontif, I set aside an area of water and I get the fish. It's a cool way to catch fish. They come through a very narrow area, boop, they're done. You just go grab them. They're easy to catch. It must be in an area because we learned that fish are able to sneak away, go into the crevices. So no crevices, easy to grab them, no tzeda, and also it's haktsa. Okay, from there you learn, if an animal comes and gives birth in your orchard, now we're talking about the baby animal, the Vlad, so he can't really get away. Although animals, going back to the jungle, some of these animals can run as quick as their mother, like 2 minutes after they were born, 5 minutes, whatever it is. Okay, we're talking about an animal that can't get away. You can just go over it and grab it. So meila ein tzricha zimun. Now think about it for a second. Is it the same case? One, you trapped all the fish before Yontif, and over here an animal gave birth. And what? You didn't do anything. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Or Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was a friend of Rav Chisda, also a Talmud of Rav Nofal Chavrin, our friend Rav Chisda. Rav Rivasa, he fell into something big, bigger than him, basically. It's something, he got himself into trouble. It's a big machloikis. Why? And we're going to stop for a second. The Gemara is going to just go into something else that he might have said it to somebody else. The point is going to come up in a minute. Igad Amri, and some people say, Omer Rav Rav Huna, the same exact thing. However, it's Rav Huna that is the Talmud of Rav. What is that noise? It's outside. Okay, as long as we're not going to hear the music coming from the...
Well, you better finish. Buddy.
Yeah, we got to finish quickly. Soon it's going to be Leb, they got outside. Simchas Beis Sheva. So, we're just changing who it is. That's it. That's all the Gemara is doing here. Rav Huna was the Talmud. Rab is the son of Rav Huna. Medivri Rabbeinu Nilmoid says the son of a Talmud. I could learn from Rav. Chai Shekinu Repai, the same as Yucha Zimon. Same halacha. Omer Rav Nachman, and on that Rav Nachman said, Nafal Bar Chavrin, the son of our friend, the son of Rav Huna, who's our friend, V'Rav Rivasa, and a great machlokes. What's the problem? Hasa, I'm like Rav Ma'isa. When an animal gives birth, you didn't do anything. There was no Zimun. You weren't makted. You didn't say this should be for me. Hacha Gavad Ma'isa. But by the fish, by stopping the water from going, from trapping the fish every yontiv, that's a Ma'isa. You did something that you were mezam in the fish. V'loy baya zimon, v'tal you what? You don't need to trap, Vatanya, Chai Shekinin of Apar, this is Trichla Zaman. So there it says that you have to do a Zimun even for an animal that was born and easy to trap. You have to do Zimun. You have to say, I want to eat this animal before Yantif goes in. Vitzipur Dror, Tsaruch Likshar Bichnofel, and when you have one of those sparrows, I got really lucky, Rabbi Isai. I went online and I found this. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't get any better than this picture. This is a drawer, which I don't know that the wings are tied, but it is tied. The point is, you made a simen here. Vitzipur Dror Tsaruch Likshar Bichnofel, Kidei Shedlo Yitzchalav Bi'Imo. If you ever noticed a baby shkoyach, a baby pigeon looks very different than its mother. So there's no confusion. But a drawer is so small, the sparrow is so small, that you can confuse it with its mom. And therefore, if you want to eat the baby, because it can't really fly and there's no tzeda, then you just tie its wings so that you have a great simen, that's the one that you put aside. Shmaya v'Avtalion, the famous Gerim who wore from the Zugois, they were the Rabbeim of Hillel and Shammai. So, to Yufta, over here you see Shmaya v'Avtalion say, you have to do Zimun, you have to put it aside, you can't just talk about it. Umibaya Zimun, you can't just think about it, you have to set it aside. Umibaya Zimun, so the Gemara says, but wait a minute, I know Shmaya v'Avtalion said that you need Zimun, you have to put it aside, but we see somewhere else that you don't need. But how are Rishim ben Elazar? Moedem b'shamay v'isil al she'izminon b'toich haken, u'matza l'fnei haken sh'asur. So going back to this case, remember the beginning of the Masechta, what was it, like 2 weeks ago only, yeah? So here you have, these are, remember the birds I put here, I superimpose these birds. But let's say, here's the cain, and he says, I want to use this pair right over here. And they were inside the dovecote. And there were birds right above them. And he came the following day, and what does he see? He sees that the birds above are gone, and the birds that he wanted to be mezamen are on the ledge. So over there we say, it's asur. So we continue. This is all said on pigeons. And pigeons that live in a shoivach, in a dovecot like this, or in your attic. And in birds that, remember we had, where was that picture? We had the other day, just yesterday. Oh, it was over here. Maybe it's this one. That you put a jar outside of your house and they come in there and they nest there. So, we discussed yesterday the geese, the chickens, the pigeons of Hurdus, that one of them, they were able to talk and they say, king, king. And then one of them said, slave, slave. And they chopped off his head. Oh, here's the halacha we're looking for. If you have an animal, while you have a deer that gave birth in your rishos, mutarim ve'ein tzrichim zimun. Over here it says mefurish, not like Shmaya and Avtalion. The mutar, you don't need zimun. And v'tzipa dror. So that's the question. We continue on. V'tzipa dror. You have to tie the sparrow. They should let this chalabima. They shouldn't get confused with its mother. If they're tied, or you picked them up, you did a kinyan on it. If they're in boiros, batim, in a pit, in a house, in a some sort of drainage, umarais in a cave, mutarim. Ubi ilanois asurim shemiyalav yitlosh. Okay, just where did you find? Where do you have them? If they're in a bar, great. If they're in a tree where a bird typically hangs out, you're not allowed to grab it on Yantif because you might come to pull off a branch. And then another halacha, this is all not nugget to us, just we're finishing up the braisa. Since I lifted up the bird, what happened when I lifted it up? I was koinet b'hagbah. So if I put it down, my friend is not allowed to take it, he's a ganav. Okay. How do I know that? How do you know that I picked it up? Because you watched me. How do you know that I tied it? Because it's tied now. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman Leikashi. Haba. So we have a stira. We have a contradiction. On the one hand, it says birds or animals need zimun. And Beshamai, we learned that what? Sricha zimun. They need zimun. Now we just learned the braisa. They don't need a zimun. Haleikashi. Leikashi. Haba. Haba ima. So, a mother is a large bird, can run away, so you need zimun. You have to say, okay, I'm designating that bird, I'm going to eat it. But a baby that's not going to run away, you don't have to designate, and that's the braisa. Shmaya and Naftali, we're talking about the mother. Ask the Gemara, ima bezimun sagila? What? You're a bird that could escape, all you need to do is say, hey, I want to eat that bird? That's not enough. Say the ma'ali sabaya. From you saying, you see a random bird, you're going to point that and say, I want to eat it? You have to catch it. Well, it's not enough just to say in something that's mechusar maisa of tzeda. Yeah, you're right. We're talking about the bird that can fly away. We're talking about the Vlad. If you had intent to eat that bird, why? Because it's so close to you, then you don't need zimun. Then you need zimun because it's too far away. Says the Halakha Mishnah, official Mishnah sponsored by official or for Shlema Brian Abbas Yenta Dvaira. Behema Misukenes Lo Yishchot. You have an animal that's about to die. That was one of the videos somebody just sent me. I think, Weissfish, Rav Avram Weissfish, when he sent me the video of the twin, what is it called? Ben Pekuas. So the mother looked like she's dying. And they right away did a shechita, and they took out the ben pekuas. I'm thinking now that's probably what would happen. They realized they're about to lose this animal, so they immediately went and did a shechita. And then they found that it's a ben pekuah. Otherwise, what happened? Let her give birth, whatever. Just looked, she mamish looked out of it. So, behema mesukenes leyishchot. Says Rashi, we're talking about a guy that just finished fressing up a meal on Yontif. He's full to the gill. He can't put another morsel of food. He had Avi Berg's smoked meat, and he's done. So he has absolutely no reason to shecht this carbon, this animal. Why is he shechting this animal? The only reason he's shechting this animal is because he wants to save his money. If the animal dies, it's worthless. It's an avela. If he could shecht it right now, he could eat it. But it's not oichel nefesh. It's yantif. It's not oichel nefesh. What could he do? Lo yishchot, says the Mishnah. Elim kein yeshoz b'yoyim lechol m'mena kazay tzoli. If he could finish, he could shecht it. And do, you know, it takes a long time from the time of Shechita until you get the meat on the grill. If you could grill it, which is the quickest way to do it, it's not bishul, it's the just put a piece of meat, a couple minutes later, you have a little bit of a steak, all you need is a kezayis, then I'm allowed to shecht the entire animal. For that, kezayis, I saved my animal. It's a little bit of a trick, I saved the animal. Now, initially we're going to understand, there's another pshat to it, but based tvichasa would mean from the place of the shechting. So they slit the throat, and right there is meat. So you don't have to go into the animal, into the kishkin, start getting a steak. Right there, you just grab a little bit, and that's it. If you can do that, then you're good. It says you don't even have to. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to put it on the grill. If you get your hand on a kazayas of meat, that's enough. You can eat it like that. Sushi, whatever, based tvichas. Shchata basada. Now another halacha. This has nothing to do with anything. This is a regular animal. Shchata basada. You shechted an animal away from your house. Don't, here, I have a picture. Don't put it on a pole. Yeah? Like this. Why? This is uvda d'chol. This doesn't look good on Shabbos to do something like that. You don't schlep professionally. MMA law. No, not in a mite, not in a mita, whatever a mita is. Some say mita, mita. Avomevi biyadoi, evarim, evarim. If it's diced up, it's already chopped up into pieces, that you're allowed to. They allow you to bring parts of an animal through the streets. That's not uvdu d'chol. But to schlep it with your friend on a beam, on a pole, that's not nice for yontif. Omar Rami bar Abba, hefshet v'nituach ba'oila. So it says in the pasuk, it doesn't get any more meforish than this. V'hifshet es ha'oila, V'nitach oisa l'nisochel. If you want, you can see it on the screen. Ramesh, we're professional sukkah here. We have a screen. If you don't really have to look at me. If you're facing that way, you could just look at the screen. Okay. So it says your hefshet is to remove the skin. V'nitach, and you cut it up. That's what it says by a carbon takodesh baruch. That's what you have to do for an oila. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, wadin l'katzavim. Before you get to eat anything, just like, Madi's here with the pizza. I guess the oilum could eat a little bit. I don't know. The washing, not washing, is a little bit of a problem. You can give it out now. Why? Let them. But it's going to get cold, no? Tzar bel chaim. We're going to go as quick as possible. Okay. Fine. Whoever wants to eat could eat now. I'm not makbid. So, v'adin l'katzavim. The butchers they should do hefshet v'nituach before you eat, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol doesn't eat on the mizbeach. You don't put the meat on the mizbeach until you do hefshet v'nituach, until you take off all the skin and cut it up. You don't just throw a whole animal. So too you human beings should not be eating before you remove the skin and cut it up. Mikan lim the Torah derech eretz, manners. Rabbi Yisai, manners in the Gemara. There's a way. You don't you're not a fresser. You don't shecht an animal and it's still jumping around, you start eating. That's not manners. You wait patiently, you take off the skin, you cut it up, then you eat. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush here? Is he telling us a chiddush lahalacha? In other words, don't grab a piece of meat. Rabbi said, think about it. If I take a piece of meat from the neck of the animal and I eat it, what happens a half hour later when the Meshgiach comes, opens up the animal, checks the lungs and the heart, or whatever he checks, and he sees that it's treif? So I just say treif. Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. First, make sure that this animal is completely kosher, all the things that we check in an animal, then go eat. What are you eating before you check it? Or no, maybe the Gemara is teaching us manners. Says Gemara, Ilei me lapukim in the Rav Huna. Maybe I'm telling you halach. Domer Rav Huna, behema b'chaya b'cheskas isori medes. An animal is Eiver Menachai. So in order for me to eat an animal, I have to know for sure that it's not Eiver Menachai. In other words, I did something to undo the Eiver Menachai. I did Shechita Karoyu. Now I have a chazaka. Now I got out of the chazaka of Isser. Every animal has a Cheskas Isser. Every animal is Osir because of Eiver Menachai until I undo that Isser. And then, says Rav Huna, Nishchata. Once I do a shechita, b'cheskes heteri medes. Oh, so maybe the Gemara is saying that this animal, even though I did shechita, it's not enough. I needed to hide it. I need to open it up and check whatever I check, and then you can eat it. Rav Huna is wrong. Rav Huna said that as soon as I do shechita, it's mutar to eat. Maybe that's what the Gemara is coming to him b'chadash. We don't agree with Rav Huna. It's not enough just to shecht it. I need to go take more steps like we do today. We take a mashgiach, they blow up the lungs, they do this, they do that. Fine. Says Gemara. Maybe there's an inyan to check that it's not a treif. But it's not true. Rav Huna does go very well. Shtims with the Mishnah. Why? It's not Rabbi Kiva Omer. Afilu kizayis chayme beis tvichasa. Look, in our Mishnah, we just learned that the Mishnah holds, brings Rabbi Kiva, that you could, as long as you get a little piece of flesh out of there, and that's what Rav Huna says. It's enough. You don't need to check the whole thing. So maybe it means from the neck. No, we're talking about from the stomach, the intestines, where it eats up, it digests the food. That's based vichasa. That's where you have to get the piece of meat from. In other words, you do open up, you do check it out. But it's not true. We learned that it's talking about the place of the shechita. El Rami Bar Abba, Oirach Arako Mashmalon, says the Gemara, in fact, we are teaching proper manners. The Gemara is teaching, yes. I don't recall anymore. We had a sugya, I forgot what it was. I should have looked it up. It was an Amira, maybe it was like Shmuel's son or something, but I have no clue. He came home and he complained to his father that all he learned by his Rebbe is how to use the bathroom. Halachas of the bathroom. Remember that, Levi? And his father said, oh, that's what you learned, Givaldic. Yeah. The Gemara does teach how to act in day-to-day life. So we just turn to Chofei Yom Bay, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Yeshuas and Refuas and Shiduchim, please join Tehillim.AimandDav.com and sponsored by Natan. What's the name again? Natan is here, live. Koshnud. For Schos, for my children, Ayikolev and Yisrael, Yaakov and Dvorah, that they should be both, they should both do well in Eretz Yisrael. Have Cheshik V'Torah, you hear this Lashon? Cheshik V'Torah, mitzvahs and Yerushalayim. Alright, Kedesanya, Lo Yoichal Odom Shum U'Botzel Meroishoy Elo Me'olov. When you are eating, like, I don't know, onion ice cream, see, you don't grab it by the leaves and start biting into it. That's a fresser. So what do? It looks like you don't have time to chop off the leaves. You went right into it. Elo me'olav. I just thought this Rashi is cool. You would appreciate what's your name again from Ansi? Adler? It's really odd. Look at Rashi here. You like it. Botzel? Tzvibele, he says. Okay. Tzibul. Okay, tzibul. Fine. V'im ochal, and if he ate it from the leaves instead of flipping it over and cutting off the leaves, harez raftan is a fresser. Okay, it's a boy, similar halacha. Le'yishta adam koisoy bevasachas. If you have a revius in your cup, you don't drink it in one shot. V'im shosa harez gargaron. You are a, what's a gargaron in English? It's like a fresser, but that's a raftan. Gargaron is in for drinking, whatever the lashon is. A lush, a chugger, okay, chugger. That's a good word. A guzzler, like it. Okay, who said that? Art scroll. Leish the adam kaisim v'asachas. M'shasa harizi gargron. Tona rabbanu. You're gonna have to do it. All? What do you mean? It's on YouTube. But who said? You weren't listening. We started off the shir that you don't go pouring wine for other people instead of learning Torah. You learn Torah. Torah comes first. Let the guys that are not learning pour wine. Oh, you put the wine down. The Adam says he's not learning. He can pour the wine. He learns in Kailo by Reb Berkowitz. He doesn't do the daf. Torah about it. Going back. It doesn't. Here, take this. Avek. If you drink it in one shot, you're a guzzler. Shnayim, the way to do it is two. Shloisha, I was laughing. You know those, especially women, they go to Starbucks, they spend $7 on a coffee, and they hold like this with the two hands. That's bad. That's really bad. It's gasei ruach. It always made me nervous. Just drink the coffee. Take it with one hand. Chuck it down. No. Two hands. No, it says mefurish in the Gemara. Gasei ruach. You take those extra sips. It's gaiva. Va'omar Rami Bar Abba chatsuvo. Oh, so the Gemara says like this. You can learn from. I thought you were learning now.
It's over. Night's gone.
I have to start over. No. Every word here counts, and it's always a new inyan or new mesechta. Mati, sit down and start learning. Let the batlanim here. There's some guys over there that don't know what to do. They're waiting for the pizza. Those guys, the guys that came for pizza, should do the wine. All right. So, lemaisa, at the end of the day, we can learn. We learn from chayas, different midas. We can learn even from plants, the Gemara says. V'amarami barab, chatsuva. This is what Yeshua used to divide Eretz Yisrael. It's like a little plant that grows straight down. And the reason he used it, the roots didn't go into other properties. Didn't go into. So you learn from here. Mikatei ragle and the rishayo. The rishayim, their legs are going to be chopped off from this plant. In other words, if a plant could do it, you should also act like that without stealing from your friends. Nitiya, arla. Mikater aglein dekatzavayo. These butchers who don't have patience and they're serving the meat before they chop it up, you have to learn patience from the concept of Arla. You plant a tree, you have nice fruit here, like that tree in the corner right above the TV. I planted it. I couldn't have those fruit for like 5 or 6 years because I wasn't sure when I planted it. So I kept on going every year. Like, is it a past Arla? I don't know. Is it revived? I have no idea. We'll just, it's for sure. Now it's like 6, 7 years old. Now we started to use those. They don't really taste good, but it doesn't matter. So, Shemitah. Right. Now we can't. But, well, you could because they grew. Yeah, but it goes by this. Okay. People that don't have patience and they're over Yisurim, they don't wait until mikvah, whatever, they're over Yisurim. Interesting, I was just speaking to a guy, a frum guy from the neighborhood, and he wasn't, I just want to say this because he wasn't aware that the Isur of Boyali Nidus, even teenagers, before marriage, there's an Isur Karas on a Nida. And he wasn't aware of the fact that that Isur Karas is also for the man. Both. So in case there's somebody out there that doesn't know and says before marriage is different, no, it's not different. And if somebody says it's only for the woman, not true. It's everybody. Karis, it's a very big isser. The boyle nidois. Patience. People should have patience, get married, the hozach. Turmuso. There's a bean called the turmus. We spoke about it back in Brachas. This bean, you have to boil it, cook it 7 times in a row in order to eat it. So, Mikater Agleon, the Soinim Shisrael, the enemies of Klai Yisrael, meaning Klai Yisrael. So, Loshen Nikia, oh, the music started already. Shenema, but you see, Bimre Yisrael, Lazis, Rabbi Ne Hashem. So, if you count in the Pasuk over here, the Pasuk enumerates 7 times that they did Avodah Zarah. V'yavdus HaBa'alim, that's one, V'Sashtar is two, V'Sakhe Aram. Okay, Tzidon, okay, Moyov, okay, Bnei Amon, okay, Plishtim. Vayaz v'z Hashem v'lo yavadu. So, the Jews, the first pshat is that the Yidden, they were like the Turmus. They, even though they cooked themselves 7 times, they were over 7 times, they still didn't believe in Hashem. If somebody has good pshat here, I don't really understand simple pshat, like why we bring a rye from a turmus. A turmus, that's the way to do it. 7 times is not a big deal. You should bring a rye from like an apple. Apple, you cook 1 time and it's okay, it's good. And Klai Yisrael went 7 times and it's still not good. Why do you bring a rye from something that takes 7 times and finally it's good after 7 times? And Klai Yisrael did it 7. I don't exactly understand that. Right, Rav Nachman said, Shevi Yipo Tzadik, no. I know it's a Gemara, sorry. It's a, maybe it's a Pasuk.
The song for sure.
He stays bad after 7 times.
What?
Just like the Turmus, he stays uncooked after the 7th time.
Yeah.
So they weren't bad for 7 times.
Right.
Even after the 7th time, they weren't good.
Right, but 7 is normal for a Turmus. That's what I'm saying. It's great. Turmus is normal to do 7 times, and then after the 7th time, it's good. Klai Yisrael,
they didn't become good even after 7 times.
Right, they didn't become good after 7 times. What's the why is Turmus the example of Ra for them? The worst than a, you're right. The worst than a Turmus. I agree. The worst than a Turmus. But is the worst than an apple also. The worst than anything. Okay, fine. I hear it. The worst than a Turmus, but it doesn't like it's not like a Taina. You should be like a Turmus. Why is that a Taina? Turmus it takes 7 times. No? Okay, fine. We'll talk later. Now the Gemara says another pshat. A little bit different. Same thing, same idea, but we're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not Klai Yisrael. And they left Hashem. Of course, if they left Hashem, then they didn't worship Hashem. Why does the pasuk continue that the lo yavdu? Not only did they left Hashem, they didn't even worship Him. Of course they didn't worship Him. They left Him. It takes 7 times. It's very bitter, but after the 7th time, it becomes nice and sweet. You can eat it as dessert, like this wine right over here. They still don't believe in me. It's a Kosh Baruch Hu talking. Okay. Tanam Shmei the Rebbe Meir. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them Torah? There's a lot of radar because all the nations didn't accept it. Klai Yisrael accepted it. But why do they learn it all day? Why are they supposed to learn all the time? They just know the halachas and then finished. Mifnei Shem Azim. Because Klai Yisrael has a midah of Azus, the very tough people, and the Torah breaks them down. Tonad Be'er Bishmol. This I thought was incredible. Because a lot of times we have a pasuk in the daf. Not a lot. It's rare. And when we have a pasuk in the daf, then we say, the Vilna Gaon says, I would say, it's a shmeichel from Hashem. Hashem is looking down and says, oh, it coincides. But this pasuk we just read literally 3 hours ago in Mincha. Miminoi eish das lamoi. What does it mean? Pasha pshat. Miminoi, from Hashem's right hand, eish das in Hebrew, dat. It's religion. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the halachas with fire. Fiery halachas. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu ruin halalu shetinasalem das eish. They deserve to have fiery halachas. Ikid Amri, which will, I guess, break them down. Ikid Amri, the same shalelu eish. Their nature is fire. They're fiery people. Shilmole nitna Torah Yisrael. If I wouldn't have given them the Torah, and kul uma v'loshen yichoyen lam b'fneim, they'll be wild. They'll be out of control. Takasi. Okay, we're not going to get into it. But Yidden, without Torah, they can be a little wild. They're all over the world, everywhere, doing crazy stuff. They're azim. Azus, azim metzach. So they need the Torah to calm them down and put them in their place. V'hainu domer b'shim melokish, gimel azinei. Shem Lakish says there's three categories, in three different categories is Azus. Yisrael Bumais from all the nations, Klai Yisrael, are the Azim. Kelev Bachayos, that's why people hate dogs. A Kelev is the most Az in the animals, whatever that means. I saw a different pshat that even when they're hungry, they bark at the people and they pretend that they're not hungry. Okay. Tarnagol Boifais and the chicken. But based on this, people say, oh, you can't have a dog because they're Azim, but we eat chicken all day long. Tarnago boifois, the chickens are as a pun from the birds. The shoimrim af eiz bebehemadaka, the goat is the most as of all the smaller animals. The shoimrim af tzlaf beilonois, here's a tzlaf, caperberry, we had a lot of it in brachas. It's something that you could eat the leaf and the stem, the everything. Okay. Shchod basada. All right, you guys ready? Where's Avi? Soon, in a minute or two. Ein asuma yoytze b'makloi. A person who's blind, who doesn't really need a stick to walk. It's not his leg. It's not. He gets along better with the stick, but he doesn't really need it. He's not allowed to walk with it. Why? Because it's uvda d'chol. It looks like something you do during the day, during the weekday. V'loy haroya b'tarmiloi. Shouldn't be walking around. Interesting, I'm thinking about it now. You know, some people on Shabbos will walk with a knapsack. So, what's this? Or, here, you see. A shepherd should not walk with this pouch. It's not Shabbos dick, they say. But where does it say in Halacha you're not allowed to? What is Shabbos dick? Here, there's a concept of it's not Shabbos dick. Ve'yoytzen b'kisei. Shouldn't walk out with a chair. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. So we'll see what that means in a second. Eini. There's an elderly man in our neighborhood. So Rabbi said, look at Rashi, see if you see what I saw in this Rashi. Does anybody see the Rashi, Dibramaskel? One third from the bottom of the Amud. Bedludike. Anybody? What? Foldy stool. That's what I saw in Rashi. Foldy stool. You guys see it now? Rashi says foldy stool. It's a folding chair. Yeah. Like a beach chair. Ubo v'shalas Rabbi Shua ben Levi v'omayim rabim tzichim loy muter. And he said, if they need this individual, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's giving his shear, you're allowed to carry the chair. You're allowed to carry him on a chair. There's a person by the name of Achai Shokia. He said, I know I picked the Rav Huna Mehini Lishili. I actually brought Rav Huna from one, they were close to each other, from Hini to Shilei, Mishilei Lihini, Varm Nachma Yitzchok, and now I picked the Mashmuel, Mishim Shalatula. Where's the place, Shimsha? Where's it located? Shimsha is from the sun to the shade. It's not a place. I moved him from the sun to the shade. Umetula Shimsha. It's not a kasha, because at the end of the day, if people need him, he's a needed person, you're allowed to carry him. Barado is a person who went to Yerushalayim a lot. You hear that music?
No, we don't hear the music.
Is that your music? You put it on the outside of the floor?
My car is on downstairs.
Shliach Tzion. He used to go to Yerushalayim a lot, from Bavel to Yerushalayim. So he called him Shliach Tzion. He says, listen, you're going to be taking a trip soon, like Avi. You ready, Avi? No, hold on. Oh, no, we need a video in a second. But you come over here, no? Avada. Oh, slept it like that? Hold on a second. Okay, fine. Kisag is lost. Akif Vizil Asuma Detzur. Akif means take a detour. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, do me a favor. Go out of your way a little bit and get the Tzum of the Tzur. Vizili Gabi de Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Make sure you bump into Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Ubay minei kisei ma atumbe. What is the halacha regarding a chair? You allowed to carry it or not? And that was awesome. Unfortunately, it wasn't like today. By the time he got to Eretz Yisrael, noch nashi de Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Rabbi Yaakov was already nifter. Kisalik. So he's leaving. Ashkechel Reb Zrika, and he asked Reb Zrika, Omalei, kisei ma atumbe. What do you think about a chair? So I have a picture here of ikatif. It means like this. If a person, you have a chair, and you put it on the shoulders of these people, like right, just like this. That's katif. Now, typically, this is okay. Now, don't look at, if you look closely at this picture, this is a real picture. If you look closely, they have straps here, so this might be also ketif a little bit. But actually, katif means it shouldn't be on their shoulders like this. You see the difference? Here, the poles are on the shoulder. Over here, the poles are in their hand. That's okay. That's not, because on the shoulder, you can go further, says the Gemara. Here we go. What does it mean it shouldn't be on the shoulder? And now, Rabbi, I couldn't find the picture of Alunke. So we're going to have a live demonstration from Avi and his two Yeshiva Bachar sons are going to do a live and show you what Alunke is. What's Alunke? No? Who's doing it? Who's sitting? Okay, here we go. No, it has to be much better. No, wrong way. Let me tell you how it's done. Your hand has to, Shai's hand has to be on your shoulders, and your hand has to be on Shai's shoulders. And then, with the chair.
Oh, come on, really?
Here, put it over here. Start from up here.
Get over here.
Let's see, Avi. Let's see you do this without falling.
No, it's impossible. It's not. The chair. Wait a
second. Do you need me to do it?
No.
Let me see. How's it going to be? Oh, like that. There you go. Now, Avi, get up on the chair, through the chair. Now, two people have to pick Avi. Oh. This is going to hurt. Doesn't matter. It's Kedai. Oh. Tazoy. Goodlike. Alunke. Wow. Yishkoyach Zevi. Yishkoyach Shaya. Yishkoyach, thank you. And by the way, these guys have amazing voices. We sang Friday night. Last night we had Kumzitz in Avi Sukkah for hours. How do you know about it? You heard it? Who did it? Did, really? Wow, I thought the Sukkah was private. I thought nobody could hear. Seriously, you were able to hear? I'm not kidding. I didn't know. You wish. Another 10 minutes, years old. Says the Gemara, 80. For Rav Nachman Shor Leila Yalta, Lemepaga Alunke. Okay, we're going to be finished in a minute. Rav Nachman's famous wife, Yalta, many stories in Shas. Once I believe it was her that she broke 400 barrels of. She was upset that her husband didn't give her wine. I think it was her. Yeah. Does anybody remember? Forgot to look it up. Yalta, famous many times in Shas. Amerim Azutra Makatvilu Bishapso, the Raglum Shum Biasuso. I'm sorry. Rav Nachman Shor Leili Yalta Lamebe Galunke. What they just demonstrated to us, Rav Nachman said that his wife is allowed to go out like that. Shani Yalta Devia. I'm thinking that was men did it. So what about Sneas? Okay. She had a fear, and Mameila, she was allowed to go like that. Amerim Azutra Makatvilu Bishapso, the Raglum Shum Biasuso. That what? Amerim Azutra, because there's so many people in the Beis Medrash, so they shouldn't get crushed, they were able to do Alunka. Also, they were afraid that they're going to get stepped on or whatever, so they were able to do it. So in if there's a little bit of a sakana, somebody that we need, together, it's Mutter. Rabbi, have a wonderful Moed. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Breakfast again in the Sukkah, Bezer Hashem. Agut Moed. And now is going to be pizza time, not the pizza time, but pizza now.